Tucson's all-time favorites, 1400 KTUC, the Bee Gees, and Too Much Heaven, Young Bloods before that, and Get Together. 9:35, it is Breakfast Radio for this Wednesday morning. I'm Jim Bednarik, and thanks for listening online, too, at www.1400ktuc.net. Greatly appreciate that. Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Stars, Dancing with the Stars. Clarence Leachman's Dancing with the Stars days are over after 6 weeks of competition, controversy, and questionable dance skills. The 82-year-old Emmy and Oscar winner was eliminated from ABC's dancing competition after scoring the lowest combined scores between the judges' panel and the viewers' votes. And Cloris, who kept the competition lively with her off-the-cuff remarks and spontaneous antics, vowed to return next week despite being voted off, staging a mini-protest. She sat on the dance floor with professional dance partner Corky Ballison, declared she was not leaving, and when she ended her short-lived sit-in, it required some help from Ballison hosts Tom Bergeron and Samantha Harris to get her up and moving again.
I can't go home. What are you serious? This is a joke. I can't get up now.
Here we go.
Now,
Corky's got this one.
All right, Leachman's. Despite her defiance and a promise to return next week in costume, she added that she would be taking a seat in the audience for next week's show. And now, with more on Dancing with the Stars and the departure of Cloris Leachman, national dance champion Jeannie Tucker with us again this morning. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning, Jim.
So Cloris is gone.
The only way they could get her out was give her five. We've seen that happen before.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Obviously, her fan base was quite large, and the only way they could get her to leave was to lower their scores.
Lower the scores, give her a bunch of fives, and get her off the competition because it was quite amazing
how she can take something that's not anything like what she's supposed to be showing and still sell it.
Well, goodness gracious, good for her. It was fun. She was entertaining and not much of a dancer, though.
No, but very entertaining, and I think that her phone's ringing. They say, I was watching one of the morning shows this morning, and they were talking about how she's getting offers now again. I guess her comedy antics, somebody's wanting to pick it up and put her on a show or something.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, that's a lot of reasons why some of these stars come back and do shows like this, to just get back out in the public eye.
She's hilarious.
Obviously worked for her. All right.
It did. Well, the dancing was really lackluster this week.
Yeah.
I think it was a bit disappointing. Some people rose to the top simply because everybody dropped a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maurice's Viennese waltz was off time, and he was very detached. There's not much emotional connection.
Yeah, that's what the judges said. There wasn't much connection between him and his partner.
It's graceful and it was smooth, but not particularly fluid and connected move-wise to the next, but just emotionally kind of void. That's got to change for him to really, really pull the votes in, I think.
Yeah.
Brooke's got an injury, and it really showed this week. She was tentative. She was unnatural, and everything was kind of forced. The mood wasn't there like it had been before. Now, granted, it's still a beautiful, job, but it wasn't what she could have done. So I'm hoping that injury won't get further in her way.
Well, it's been quite a season for injuries and things, and now, of course, not to change the subject, but Julianne Hough is off now.
Yes, she is, and actually hers is not an injury.
Right.
Hers is endometriosis, which is an illness that affects many, many women. In fact, I have had it. And so, if hers is bad enough that they have to take the appendix out, she has quite more advanced stages of it. But with the surgery, they'll be able to hopefully take most of those lesions and growths out, and she should be okay.
Yeah.
But the injuries have been huge. And part of the reason for that is, number one, the pros are not really anatomy trained, and sometimes they do not understand that they're dealing with amateurs. They take it for granted that their bodies are used to this. And these people's bodies are either trained differently in their sport or not trained at all.
Mm-hmm.
And many times it's just a lack of responsibility to that. And also, they're too rushed, they're too tired, and when you're tired and you're rushed and you're fatigued, it's extremely easy for even the best of professionals to get injured.
Right.
There are three components to being a good and tough competitor, and that's the physical prowess, the emotional and mental strength, and it's difficult. Under these kind of conditions, it's tough for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Now, Susan Lucci, she had fun with her mambo. She kind of came out of her shell, But
yeah, she did.
You know,
she did. She came a little bit more live, more animated this week for the first time.
She was not as tentative. She came out of her shell a bit. The timing was not good. She came in and out of timing all the time, and she wasn't grounded. I really think that she's got to get a lot of votes to stay in because I don't know that she can bring her game up enough.
Think she could be next?
I'm not sure. Yeah,
okay.
Possibly. Warren and Kim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had some really beautiful lines, good lifts. He needed to dance a bit more for me. He didn't have enough hip action and everything, but and it was redundant at times. But still, it was a beautiful job. It still was. Cody, you know, he did bring his game up a bit and a little differently, but it didn't work for him. It was too stiff. It didn't have that samba liveliness. It wasn't as much fun. It was too much strength, and it really wasn't his best. The fact that everybody kind of missed their mark left the door open for Lance because, you know, Lacey got reprimanded last week. She came back. She was the professional she should have been.
She did great. I thought Lacey was really well, did very, very well.
Absolutely. She learned her lesson, and she let him shine, and she sat back a bit. It was up. It was confident. It was fun. Lance's personality came out. And so, yeah, it just kind of worked out that way this week.
Yep.
So we're going to have to see what happens. Things you see how quickly the field can change.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
With some injuries and some other issues going on, we're going to have to see what happens. The next weeks are kind of up in the air.
And now, I'm sorry.
Len?
I missed Len. It wasn't the same without Len
it
on the show.
It wasn't the same. Mr. Flatley was absolutely amazing in his dance routine that he did. He's absolutely a wonderful performer. I think he was not looking at some of the same things that Len looks at.
Yeah.
I miss Len because I think Len is the balance on the panel.
Absolutely.
I think he brings a real air of professionalism and no bones about it kind of approach. He hits them right where it needs to be, you know, and so I miss him.
So he'll be back next week, and we'll have you back here next Wednesday to kind of recap next week's edition of Dancing with the Stars.
Sounds great, Jim.
Find out more about Jeannie. Check out her website at www.jeannietucker.com. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, let's go on to the markets now. Check in with the Greenberg Financial Group and Dave Sherwood this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim. After gaining nearly 900 points,